I don't think I have anything to introduce this poem except to say that my wife is a children's librarian, and I have a three-year-old, and I love rhythm and rhyme, and my daily dose of it usually is the true rhyme of nursery rhymes, and I love that. But there also can be a downside, probably, for a poet. But my new book is full of that kind of true rhyme, and this poem is too. It's called The Fiddle and the Drum. Frost killed every bloom on the beauty bush last night, and now there is no way to describe the pink embellishment of the April sky, and yet spring is here, and my old joy blooms in the world. Inside this century, everyone I know is going to die. A man is kissed tonight in the Virginia penitentiary, and rhymes are trivializing everything nearby for the poor sake of music and the reader's heart. My sister's college roommate says she heard a ghost once quietly fart, and I didn't think such a thing was audible, but apparently a cricket rubs its legs together when it sings, and anything is possible. Ghosts must wander the hallways of every hospital, and every street of every city in the world must be a white, blurry pageant of sorrow and of chains. Maybe one of them has a little drum, maybe another has a fiddle, and somewhere in death they play in a crowd of the dead somewhere, sachet, sachet. Today I woke up for no reason, smiling like St. Francis suffering dementia, and called the birds in my mind, and administered to the poor in my heart, who gather like the birds, who gather like the words I love, starred for loved, which darts and weaves, and is still my favorite word, the way Joseph and Mary's third anonymous child, who died at birth, was theirs. Her hair so bright, you can still see that deep, brief blaze of light moving under your skin. Thank you all.